So I mentioned last time, yesterday, in the podcast. Of course, this has been one solid take since the unimaginable problem or prohibition of everything podcast. This has been one solid take, which allows me to have some continuity from one idea to the next. Plus, I get going and I can't shut it. But it was a few weeks ago, it was the general podcast 93. It was My World of Tomorrow, I believe was my podcast. And at the same time I'd done that, is a self-important immaturity in business and military, in business, military, and missions. I was talking about, in that time, having a conversation with someone, and I would introduce an idea, and they would leap several levels of logic in advance and try to tell me that I need to be polite. And it really comes down to, they disagree with me at the worldview level. Like, our worldviews have a disagreement between mine and his. And then in that disagreement, there's another topic that he disagrees with. And then there's another topic related to that that he disagrees with. And that other topic remotely relates to the topic of being courteous and polite instead of being rude and judgmental. So he just jumps to trying to tell me how to be polite to people. It's like, dude, like, it, when people disagree, they try to get under each other's skin. Like, they try to get really subtle. They don't say it like it is. They don't call it what it is. They don't announce and declare what they are. Look, boats, ships on the ocean, it's international maritime laws. Your ship must fly its colors. You have to have a flag on your ship declaring what country you're from. That is a legal requirement for boats on the water. Now, a boat may not always have that flag flying for whatever reason. The flag might get old. But if they encounter another boat, they have to, ship, whatever we call a vessel, they have to run up their colors to let that other ship know where they're from. And in fact, there are procedures for asking that other ship to fly its colors. For example, I think a shot across the bow. Typically, a shot across the bow is considered a request, kind of a clear the throat request. You're not flying your colors, so I'm legally authorized to shoot a cannonball over the top of your bow, requesting that you fly your colors. I want to know what country you're from. I want to know your citizenship. And the thing is, it's extremely immature. It is, we could say, remedial, negligent, elementary, juvenile. It is extremely immature for someone to start a disagreement conversation with you. No, I don't think that's right what you're saying. Trying to correct you, trying to coach you, trying to teach you something, condescending. I'm going to help you understand this. It's extremely immature to start that without first declaring your hemisphere. Without first telling people what zip code you live in. I was doing this on YouTube. Some guy was talking about my video, and you're obviously just an idiot. You know, I'm like, what are you talking about? And you'd seriously need to reconsider your views and opinions. And in the video, I'm talking about Christianity or something. And I think I called him out early in this little back and forth conversation. I said, this is a chat for a video on YouTube. I said, you don't believe that I'm a bad person. You have a disagreement with my religious opinion that I talk about in the video. You disagree with my religious position. Say so. You know, and he comes back, you seriously need to reevaluate your beliefs. I'm like, I think it's that you need to think about your beliefs or something. I've got a degree in Bible. I've translated the book of Revelation. I've written a 90,000 word novel about angels. I've written a 90,000 word book on systematic theology. I have thought about what I think. This guy hasn't done his homework. Who is he to tell me that I need to think about my ideas when he doesn't even know I've written these books? All you have to do is click on the little Amazon link right above the video on my YouTube channel, and he'd see that I've written these books. He won't even do that. Who incarnation does he think he is? But he's jumping to advise me, to coach me, to teach me. He's leaping into this without first saying, you're Christian, I'm not, we disagree about our religions, and I think that you should reevaluate that. He doesn't say that. He just jumps into this thing as if he is being objective. And it's interesting because the same day I had this other conversation with a friend in Taiwan. Someone trying to kind of, and I'm not going to get into who it was, slightly removed from Taiwanese, culture. So it wasn't an interaction with Taiwanese. It was actually interaction with an American. And there's plenty of those over here, especially this delightful little pizza shop that I love to go eat at. So yeah, it's something very, very immature. And I know one day it's coming. When I'm in politics and I start talking to the Beijingers with my southern Taiwan Mandarin accent, they are not going to say, oh, he has the southern accent in Taiwan, whether to help me coach, to help me get the right accent or whatever. They're not going to acknowledge that. They're just going to think I pronounce my words wrong. And it's going to irritate them because they're going to know that it's southern Taiwan. They're going to know it. They might even say, did you grow up in southern Taiwan? Yeah, well, your accent's wrong. They say things that wrong there. You learned incorrect pronunciation. I'm going to teach you the correct one. That's what they'll try. They're not going to say, oh, you have the southern accent. It doesn't sound good. I'll help you with the Beijing accent. It sounds better. That's wrong, but they wouldn't even say that much. It's like we've got to fly our colors. Yeah, this is interesting. The South China Morning Post, it's a Hong Kong newspaper. South China Morning Post, SCMP. It shows up on Drudge, actually, from time to time. But I've already known about it. I'm like, oh, SCMP. Their new logo is the maritime sailor flag. I want to communicate with you. It's a yellow and blue rectangles in a square. I want to communicate with you. Very, very interesting. And of course, Hong Kong is a port city, so a maritime flag is their logo. It makes sense. We've got to fly our colors. We've got to declare the zip code that we live in. We need to declare our citizenship, our worldviews, our opinions. And all over in America, there's fighting. And I would be inclined to say that it's just the liberals, but it's not. It comes a lot from the liberals. When the liberals troll on the conservative blogs and vlogs, they're like, well, you're a bigot. It's like, no, I'm a conservative and you're a liberal and you disagree with that. But they won't say so. It's almost like trying to sell Amway. When someone's trying to sell Amway, they don't say, hi, I have Amway and I would like you to know why this is a good idea. Now, that's actually happened. Like, I've told people that when I was doing the Amway thing, I would tell them, I've got Amway and I'd like to tell you why it's a good idea. Like, I would do that at times. But generally, that doesn't work. When Amway has such a bad reputation and a well-earned bad reputation, which I'm going to be talking about another thing. I might even get into that. They have such a bad reputation that they can't say what it is up front. They know that if they say what zip code they're coming from, what citizenship they are, what product they're trying to sell, they know if they announce that, people will not want to listen to them. And they know that their reputation precedes them too much to be able to make a positive difference. So like I say, when people have these disagreements, there's this immature tendency to not declare their citizenship, their zip code, the island they live on, that, you know, the, where they don't say where they're coming from, whether it's worldview, religious opinion, politics, or which region of your Mandarin accent.